Life is not one but many journeys. It's not a singular journey though. Every person has a different experience, a different destination, an itinerary to take off. However, it's a journey that we must learn to savor, cherish, and treasure. Hi everybody and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polinas and I'm your host. Today I'm joined by another Twitter Space friend whose life's journey is so inspiring. Join us in this heartwarming and emotional conversation with my friend Daffer. Please welcome my friend Daffer. Hi Daffer!
Hi, Sir Tony. Thanks for having me here.
I am so thrilled.
This is my first time, actually.
Your first time to guest on a podcast, right?
Yes po. Yes po.
Oh, wow. Uy, thank you, ha. Thank you for saying yes. Kasi I remember that evening when we were sharing our life story. Grabe yung life story mo talagang on the background, me and Zara was crying listening to your story. Kasi parang it wasn't cry because it was sad. It was very inspiring. Very, very inspiring talaga. So, yeah, having said that, ang first question ko, ano pala muna? Give my listener few information about you, like how old are you and whereabouts in the Philippines are you from and what exactly do you do?
Hi, sa inyong lahat dyan. This is Daffer speaking, and I'm 25 years old. I am an architect now, proudly architect. Andito ako sa Saudi for years na. Hindi pa ako umuwi ng Pilipinas kasi, of course, may pangarap. Tagaano ako, Valenzuela. But I was born and raised sa Marinduque.
Oh, wow! Taga Marinduque ka pala.
Opo.
Oh, wow.
The heart okay. of the Philippines.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay. Yeah. So, ilan kayo magkakapatid, Daff?
Sir Tony, we're 8. And then, meron pa pong isang ampon. So, 9.
Pang ilan ka?
The story behind was, yung pong 6 was all girls.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yung papa ko po is naghabol ng lalaki. Which is 50-50 pa. Yung is ako. And then, yung bunso din po yung lalaki.
50-50 pa ako. And yung bunso, lalaki
po. And then, yung ampon is lalaki din.
Oh,
ang pagkakalam po sa amin, ang pagkakalam po sa lugar namin is kambal kami nung ampon.
Oh, wow!
High school ko lang po, high school ko lang po nalaman na we're not. Nadab lang po siya ni mama.
Oh, yeah. How does it feel nung nalaman mo na hindi?
Unang-una, masaya ako, of course, na, ako yung legal. Kasi kala ko dati is ako yung ampon.
Oh, what?
Pero nung,
you had that
nung nalaman ko nga po. Po?
You had that thinking na you're not really kambal?
Yeah. Yeah, kasi sa family po namin is favoritism.
Oh, okay. So, mas favorite siya kaysa sa'yo?
Opo. Kasi siya po yung laging sakitin. Kailangan ng aruga ng
aruga.
Kailangan ng kailangan ng alalay, ganyan. So, yung po yung ano sa akin ng mama ko before. Kaya, yun, as growing up, parang na-realize ko po na tama nga po yung mama ko. Mas kailangan po ng kapatid kong ampon yung ano ng mama ko. Yung gabay.
Yung gabay, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
So, when you're growing up, syempre iba yung pangarap ng mom mo, pangarap ng dad mo sa'yo. What was your father's dream for you?
Ever since po, when I was in elementary talaga, ang gusto po ng papa ko is maging seaman.
Okay.
Si papa po is, once he said red, it's red. No other color should exist.
Oh wow, ganun
po yung papa ko. Yeah.
So ang graduate ka ng engineering, ng marine engineering?
Hindi po, Sir Tony. Ano po, transportation po. Sa deck department.
Alright, okay. So, pero nakasakay ka ng barko?
Opo, 2 years po ako nagbarko. And then, nung pong 1 year ko sa barko, Nag-exam po ako for licensure kasi I want to make my father proud of me, of course.
Or,
sino ba namang ayaw?
Yeah.
I mean, since naman po nung nag-aaral ako, I want to make him proud of me kasi since first year, first sem, kasama po ako sa Dean's Lister.
Wow!
And then, yeah, siguro chamba or what. And then I graduated sa CMAT as magna cum laude.
Oh my God, Daffer! Wow!
Opo, kasi Sir Tony, gusto po talagang maging proud sa kanyang papa ko.
Oh, well
kasi
done.
Kasi hindi po kami ganun ka-close ng papa ko.
Okay.
You know, mama's boy here. I mean, proud mama's boy here. And then, nung graduation namin nung college, is, hindi ko po expect na pupunta siya. So, yung barko po nila is nasa China. And then, nag-leave siya para lang po sa aking graduation.
Oh, wow.
And then, buti nga po.
Sobrang hindi niya may miss rin. Kasi, di ba, your magna cum laude. Wow.
Actually po, Sir Tony, that was my first time na kasama ang parents sa graduation. Kasi elementary po, wala po sila, of course. So, ang kasama ko po nung sa graduation ko, even though I'm, you know, with others, I mean, valedictorian nung elementary, ang kasama ko po nung sa pagkabit ng medals ko is yung nagtitinda po ng tao sa amin.
Oh, wala ang parents mo?
Wala po kasi si mama po nasa trabaho, si papa po nasa barko. Then sila ate po nasa ibang bansa, nasa Manila.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. And then high school naman po, yung kapitbahay namin, nanay niya.
Okay. Tapos valedictorian ka din.
Ano pong high school? First honorable mention po.
Wow. Bigati naman pala itong guest ko.
This
is a little information that I actually didn't know. And grabe, Daff. Ang galing naman.
Okay lang.
Ang galing.
Okay lang tayo, Sir Tony.
Ang galing. Okay, so, nag-abroad ka, I mean, sumakay ka ng barko. How did you end up in the Middle East?
Kasi po, nung nakakuha po ako ng license, sabi ko po sa papa ko, pa, baka naman pwedeng yung gusto ko naman yung masunod since nagawa ko naman yung gusto nyo. Sima na ako, meron akong license.
Mm-hmm.
Baka naman ka ako, consider nyo na po yung gusto ko na maging geologist.
You wanted to be a geologist, okay.
And then, ayun po. Then sabi niya is, yeah, sure. Basta kung saan ka masaya, at least napatunayan mo sa akin tsaka sa mga kapatid ko na you can be more. You can be you. And then...
And more.
Yung sa mama... Yeah, yung sa while I was talking to my father, yung mama ko po is nakatingin sa amin dalawa, which is yung mukha ng mama ko that time, Sir Tony, yung ano, may pagtampo.
Okay.
Sa akin.
Because?
And I feel talagang naramdaman ko po talaga. Kasi yung gusto niya po sa akin nga is architect.
Oh, your mom wanted you to be an architect. Okay.
Opo. So, yeah. After that, nung pusok namin ni Papa, siguro po a week after, I call my sister na nasa the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ko, ate, baka naman meron diyang work na kahit anong work sa company nyo na pwede ba akong ipasok, ganyan-ganyan. Sabi niya, meron nata doon. Ano daw, tingnan niyo daw po sa HR, ganyan-ganyan. So, yun po, nag-apply po ako dito, direct. And then, na-interview sa Skype na 3 beses.
Mm-hmm.
Opo, ang offer po nila sa akin is naval architect. Kami po yung gumagawa ng barko. Nagdi-design ng barko. Loob at labas ng barko.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Since yun po yung ano related sa akin, na course.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun po. Grab na lang grab.
Wow, okay. Pero as far as I know, you're also an architect. Like an architect. So, saan ka nag-aral ng architecture?
Dito na po, Sir Tony, sa Saudi. Kasi wala po talagang balak mag-aral ng architect.
Mm-hmm.
Gusto lang po talagang makaipon ng pang-paaral pabalik sa Pilipinas. Then, doon po sa Pinas mag-aaral ng architecture.
But you end up studying in Saudi Arabia as an...
Yeah, opo.
Wow.
Opo, kasi nakita po nila yung aking mga backgrounds and some credentials. And then yung pong manager namin is he talked to me. Sabi niya po is gusto kong mag-aral ka bilang architecture talaga, license dito sa Saudi.
Wow.
Una po is nagdalawang isip ako kasi wala ako sa bansa natin unang-una. And this country is, you know, sobrang laki po ng adjustment. Unang-una is
kasi they're non-speaking, non-English speaking country, right?
Exactly.
Kaya so how did you manage? Because for sure, all the lectures are in Arabic. How did you manage?
Ano po, Sir Tony? Para pa akong back to grade 1 that time.
Oh, wow.
Nakikisit in po ako sa mga bata. And then, pag-uwi po galing work, yun po, aral ako ng Arabic sa YouTube, Google.
Mm-hmm.
Ganyan po. I mean, I helped myself.
It must have been really, really difficult, Daf. I mean, kahit mag-aral ka, parang...
Sobrang hirap, Sir Tony. Kaya po yung buong isang taon ko na pag-aaral dito is talagang wala akong tulog.
Oh my God.
Literal na walang tulog.
Wow. Yeah. But Daffer, were you not bullied in school?
No, Sir Tony. Almost every day. Sobra. Kasi alam nila na Pinoy ako. So they are thinking na ano po kasi po sa Saudi. Though ang pagkakakilala po ng mga lokal dito sa mga Pinoy is gay agad. Gay ka. Like yung tutuwad ka.
Oh my God! Seryo?
Yeah. Opo.
Did you have a lot of sexual advances when you were there? When you were studying?
Kaya po, Sir Tony, ano po, sa room po namin talaga, sobrang bully ako. I mean, sobrang ako yung nabubully. Tsaka racist.
Oh my God. How did you take all that?
Yeah. Hindi ko lang po pinapansin. Kasi ang siisip ko po nun is matatapos din tong araw na to.
Okay.
Yeah. And then pagkakakain, wala sa yung gustong tumabi kasi nga Pinoy ka.
Uh-huh.
Katawanan ka nila kasi pagkain mo bukod sa kinakain nila.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, kaya ano po, sobrang lungkot lang din nung journey sa pagiging architect while I'm studying.
But you were able to finish.
Opo.
Did you finish with honors as well?
Opo, ako po yung pinaka mataas sa buong department namin.
Oh my God, that
kumbaga, is nag-rank 1. Awa ng Diyos, nag-payback lahat ng paghihirap.
Wow. So, ang galing naman, Daffer, because you were able to you were able to follow your dad's dream for you, and this time you just literally followed your mom's dream for you. Is she aware that you are now an architect?
And Sir Tony, umalis pa ako sa Pilipinas, hindi po nila alam.
Okay, wait, you left the country to go to the Middle East and they're not aware of it?
Opo, hindi po nila alam na nasa Saudi na ako. Nalaman po nila is 2 weeks nung nandito na ako.
Why did you not tell them?
Kasi po, busy sila masyado. Eh, sabi ko naman kay mama that time is, ma, aalis ako. Sabi niya lang po, sige, ingat ka. Yun lang. Ganun po sila katiwala sa akin. Ka-trust.
You must have been really shocked when they learned na nasa Saudi ka pala.
Opo, nung pong pagkasabi ko na nasa Saudi na ako, they call me. Kasi hindi po nila sila naniniwala.
Were they not upset or worried about you? Or because you have a sister here? You have a sister there.
Yeah, yun po yun sa isip nila. Pero hindi po kami magkasama ni ate sa kasi nasa Daman po siya, nasa Jeddah ako, which is kind of far.
Oh my gosh, Daffer.
Sobrang ano ka po that time talaga, Sir Tony. Sobrang impulsive ko po.
Very impulsive. I think impulsive is an understatement.
Yun na siguro yung pinaka-impressive kong nagawa sa buong buhay.
Yeah. Madaming struggle. Ikaw marami ka ding struggle for sure. So what are your main struggles sa Middle East?
Ano po, way back then, nagkaroon po ako ng cancer.
You had cancer?
Opo, colon cancer.
Oh, wow. Did you had surgery?
Yes po, Sir Tony.
Para hindi ka nagkaroon ng pouch or nagkaroon ng ano, ng anong tawag dito? Ng colostomy.
Hindi naman po. Ang pinatanggal ko po agad kasi Sir Tony, ito na may iyak na ako nito.
Take it easy.
That time po kasi nung sinabi sa akin ng doctor that I have that cancer, hindi po ako naniniwala.
Oh, okay.
Kasi sabi ko, I mean, ang lakas-lakas ko naman. Mm-hmm. Okay naman na ako. Wala mo nita ako nararamdaman na ano nung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Then nung pag ano sa akin, may cancer na ako. Ang sabi po sa akin ng doctor is, it's up to you kung gusto mong tanggalin or dito sa Saudi or uwi ka ng Pinas at doon ka magpo-opera.
Wow.
Sabi ko lang po nun sa sarili ko is, I mean, I talk to God talaga po.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ko sa kanya, God, ito na ba yung last chapter ng buhay ko? Kasi hindi ko pa nasasabi sa mama ko na architect na ako. And gusto ko sanang sabihin sa kanya personal, gusto ko sanang makita kung ano yung maging reaction niya sa paghihirap ko dito sa Saudi. Ako, ang dami pa pong nangangailangan sa aking bata. Nangangarap na makaahon din talaga sa kahirapan ng buhay. Ilang beses pa kong nag-ask sa kanya, nag-ask na, Lord, please, kahit ito na po yung last na buhay ko, ano niyo lang po ako kasi gusto kong makita ang masaya at maano yung mama ko kasi inis ko po nilis baka umuwi ako ng nakakahon.
Oh no!
Yeah. And then, nasa hospital po ako that time. My mom called me. Hindi niya po alam. So I was just smiling like that. Like I'm okay, that everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom was asking me, nakamusta ka na? Kailan ka uuwi? Namiss ka na namin ng papa mo.
Mm-hmm.
Ako, ilang taong ka na dyan sa Saudi, hindi ka pa nauwi.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ko lang po, I'm okay. Okay lang lahat. Ito, malapit na umuwi. Makikita ako na kayo dyan. Kasama-sama na tayong lahat.
Okay.
And then, sabi niya po is, sige, basta mag-iingat ha, tumawag palagi, ganyan-ganyan. Then, pagbaba ko po nung telepono, ayun na, umiyak na po ako talaga ako kasi sabi ko, ma, kailangan kita ngayon. Kailangan ko ng ano mo, ng yakap. Tsaka, namimiss ko yung sabihin mo na hananak, dito na si mama. Kasi Sir Tony, mag-isa po ako doon na lumalabas sa ospital.
Of course.
Wala pong kaibigan. Wala akong kaibigan kasi wala nakaalam. Friends ko dito sa Saudi.
Why did you not tell anyone?
Kasi ayoko pong makita nila akong mahina.
But Duffer, don't you think it's not fair also for you not to tell any of your friends at least during that time hindi mo naisip?
Ang ano ko lang po nun is makasurvive talaga Sir Tony kasi naawa po sa mama ko na hindi niya man lang makita ako na architect tsaka ako mismo yung magsabi sa akin personal.
Yeah.
Kasi pinaghihirapan ko yun eh para sa kanya.
Mm-hmm.
And I want her to be proud of me na ganito na yung anak niya, yung nararating ng anak niya. And yun yung pangarap niya sa akin. Kaya pinagpipilitan ko po talaga na makasurvive. Sabi ko nga po sa doktor is, gawin niyo po lahat. Dok, parang awa niyo na po. Kailangan po ako ng magulang ko. Oh. Kailangan po ako ng mama ko. Kasi ilang taon ko na po siyang hindi nakikita at naiyaka. Sobrang miss na miss niya na po ako. And Ayoko pong umuwi ng nakakahon lang. Yung wala ng buhay, ganyan.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Sorry.
And then, sabi po nung ano is, habang inoperahan nga pa ako, yung mama ko po is naka 34 na miss call sa akin.
Because probably your mom, meron siyang instinct na magulang kasi na parang there's something wrong with my son. Kaya siguro kaya tinatawagan ng 34
po, times. Nung pagtapos po, tapos mimail na po ako, tinawagan niya po ako. Sabi niya po is, ano, kamusta ka? Okay ka lang ba? Bakit ang pet-pet mo na? Ano nangyayari sa'yo dyan? Umuwi ka na kaya? Sabi ko lang po sa kanya is, Ma, I'm good. I'm okay. Ano lang to? Stress sa trabaho, ganyan. Pero alam niyo po, yung ano ko nun is gustong-gusto na sabihin sa kanya na, Ma, I need you. I'm fighting alone. And just need your hug, your warm hug. Kasi sobrang ano po, Sir Tony, sobrang hirap talaga na tayo. As in, walang araw po na hindi ako umiiyak.
I can imagine.
Sabi ko po kay God that time, God, bakit ako? I mean, nagpakabait naman po ako. I mean, deserve ko ba na magkaroon ng ganito? Deserve ko bang lumugmok yung katawan ko from 60 plus to 40 plus?
Wow!
Yeah. Like, parang isang ihip na lang po ng hangin matutumban ako.
Did you had chemotherapy as well?
Ay, hindi na po, Sir Tony. Awa po ng Diyos.
Oh my God, that's so good. That's so
fantastic. Nag-take na lang po ako ng mga medicines tsaka pahinga po.
Uh-huh. And
sa bahay. Tsaka ano po, bawi nga ito po ng timbang at lakas.
And do you normally have like a blood test like every year? Yung mga tumor marker?
Lahat po, Sir Tony, every month po akong bumabalik sa hospital para po ma-monitor din po yung aking health.
And do you have to go with the colonoscopy every now and again?
Ano po, Sir Tony? Bali, sabi lang po sa akin ng doctor is, just take these medicines every day.
Mm-hmm.
And yung prutas nga po na kailangan kainin, yung mga pagkain na kailangan kainin, tamang tulog, ganyan. Hindi pong papastress sa trabaho.
Baka din siguro
kailangan bawin yung timbang na nawala.
Yeah. Nabawi mo na ngayon.
If you can just see me now, Sir Tony. Sobrang ito ngayon. Kasi, di ba po, I'm in progress naman po yung pagpapaano ko ng weight.
Oh, that's progress. Good. That's good. So, mga ilang...
Ewan ko, basta napaka-pride ko pong tao pagdating sa akin.
Oh my God, Daph. I just wanted to hug you.
Yeah, Sir Tony. And di po pinakailangan ko ngayon. So, wala kikipit na yakap. So, Sir Tony, sa mama ko, na pag po tumatawag siya sa sinabi ko sa kanya na, Ama, pag uwi ko, yakapin mo ako ha. Kasi deserve ko yun. Yeah, sabi po naman ako sa akin is, siyempre, ako unang girlfriend mo, di ba? Yeah, kasi yun po yung ano namin dalawa. Siya po yung unang ano ko, girlfriend na hindi ko ipagpapalit.
You know, while you're telling me about your story about your cancer and all that, para napaisip ako na siguro contributing factor was the contributing factors probably would be the fact that you were very stressed because of the studying and all that, probably.
Alam ni Sir Tony, sa sobrang baba po ng luha ko minsan. Kahit po yung mga lokal na yung mayakap sa akin, napapayak po ako.
Kasi ano yun eh,
yung parang ano nila, pag, huy, kamusta ganyan? Di ba po na yakap-yakap, beso-beso. Ewan ko po, but basta parang, kasi mayroong yakap na wala lang. May yakap na kailangan mo talagang maramdaman.
Yun, kasi may mga yakap na talagang
nakaka-recharge po.
Oo, tsaka yung, alam mo yung yakap na kailangan mo. May yakap kasi na gano'n na kailangan mo. I remember, I don't know.
Why am I crying?
Why are we both crying? Why are you making me cry? Yeah, diba? Okay, so let's continue with this recording kasi medyo baba na tayo na lawa. Okay. So Daffer, I perfectly understand where you're coming from with all your struggles. And I'm so glad that you're okay now with your cancer. And gosh, you're a cancer survivor. And ang yung buhay talaga, no, parang hindi mo alam kung saan ka dadalhin. You've had struggle.
Sobra po, Sir Tony.
Ha? Huh?
Sobra po. Sobrang hindi mo alam kung saan ka dadalhin ng buhay.
Exactly.
Maka po dun.
Exactly. But while you're struggling as well, you are also, siguro kaya ka din hindi pinababayaan ni Father God because you have a full heart. You have a full heart not just for your family, especially for your mom and your dad, but you also served other people kasi you have a charity.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that charity. What is this charity all about?
Nag-start po yung Sir Tony nung ako po ay pasampanan ng barko. Way back.
Uh-huh.
Kasi po, yung pong tropa ng kapatid kong bunso is nag-aaral ng high school. And then, alas 8 na po ng umaga, nasa bahay pa namin siya. Then I ask him, ba't ka nandito? Wala ba kayong pasok? Ganyan-ganyan. Sabi niya po is, hindi na po papasok. Sabi ko, bakit? Sayang naman. Eh, wala pong pera. Wala daw po pamasaya araw-araw. Ganyan. Wala pa raw pong notebooks. Ganyan. Sabi ko, grabe, ilang linggo na nakalipas, wala ka pang notebooks. Sayang naman. So, doon po ako sabi ko sa kanya is, gusto bang mag-aral? Kako. Kasi pagka mag-aral, sabi niya po is, opo kuya, gusto po mag-aral talaga kasi gusto niya po maging police.
Oh, wow.
Police okay. Pa that time ang gusto niya.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to him po na personal, sabi ko, ganito ha, pag-aaralin kita. Pero, yung pag-aaral na yon, hindi ako hihingi ng kapalit. Gusto ko lang makatulong sa'yo, sa pamilya mo.
Uh-huh.
And yung pag-aaral mo, without hindi ko hingiin ng mataas yung grades mo, ganyan, na dapat honor ka or what. Just enjoy your youth. But don't destroy your future. Kasi hindi naman ako humihingi ng mataas na grade. Basta ang akin lang, natututo ka at nag-i-enjoy ka at the same time.
Yeah.
Without any pressure na kailangan magaling ako kasi pinapag-aaralan ako, ganyan-ganyan. No. Hindi po ganun tao sa kanila.
Okay.
I always tell them na just enjoy your youth but don't destroy your future.
Okay. That's a wise word.
And then, doon na po nagsimula Sir Tony hanggang marami na po nakilala ang bata na ganun po sa kanyang situation. Yung iba is taga-bundok. So,
these people are from Marinduque.
Opo, nasa Marinduque po silang lahat.
Okay.
And yung iba po is tumigil ng college kasi wala na nga pong pang-enroll. So, doon po nagsimula lahat ng mga bata. And awa po naman ng Diyos ngayon. Yung 23 ko pong pinag-aaral, yung 6 po tapos na ng college.
You have 23 students?
Yes po.
Wow, Daffer.
I'm a father of 23.
Dude, you deserve a medal.
Laspag na ako, Sir Tony.
23 pregnancy.
Dalawang desena.
Yeah, almost two dozens, no? No children.
Iba na po.
Wow, Duffer. What is the youngest?
Ano po? Second year high school. Ayan.
Okay. Do you still continue recruiting, not really recruiting, or nadadagdagan pa din ba yung numbers, even if some of them are finished already?
Sa akin, wala pa naman pong nag-ano sa akin, humingi ng tulong. Pero
Okay.
sabi ko po sa mama ko is, anytime, I mean, pag may pumunta niyan ka ako na magulang, sabi mo lang po sa akin kasi kaya ko pa naman.
Your mom and dad must have been so proud of you just for that, doing that.
Opo, awa ng Diyos.
My God, Daffer. Ay, nako, yours.
Ang hirap nga lang po kay Sir Tony kasi yan nga po, pandemic. So, most of them don't have an internet. I mean, yung magandang connection and laptop or tablet or phone, maganda. So, I let them stay sa bahay. Bahay ko po. Doon po sila tumitira since nagkaroon po ng pandemic and online schooling.
23 of them?
Yung pong 17 na lang, 17.
Oh,
Kasi tapos na po yung ano yung anim.
grabe ka, Duffer. You're wow,
Yeah.
you're
I
such
mean,
a you're such an inspiration, man. Kaya naman pala, no wonder why a lot of people love you, why a lot of people like you, why a lot of people tends to navigate on you kasi nagdadate kasi yun, alam, I don't know whether you know about this. Meron kasing, okay, this is just like audio chat sa Twitter space. But there's something in you that, ano, that attracts people. When the first couple of times that we've been chatting, sabi ko, I'm sure this person has, ano, parang na-sense ko na there's a really good story behind this man, or there's something in this man na talagang ano, a story na inspiring. And the first time I heard your story, nag-iyakan na kami ni ano ni Zara na background. Tapos ngayon na naman narinig ko na naman siya, and plus, oh, hindi mo na naman ako pinatigil sa pag-iyak. But grabe, you're such an inspiration, especially with the charity. So you still do it, you still do that continuously. And so ano pa bang meron sa iyo? So you followed your dad's dream becoming a seafarer.
Iman,
A
apa si
seafarer.
Fair.
And now you basically just what? Fulfill your mom's dream for you to become an architect because you're now a license. You have students you sent to school,
Opo.
and you're so guapo.
Hindi po tayo sure dyan, Sir Tony.
But you also write poems.
I love to kasi kapag boring po talaga.
Do you like ano ba? Is this the kind of like a spoken word poetry?
More parang gano'n nga ako din po.
Wow.
Kasi kung ano po yung nararamdaman ko, yung nangyayari sa paligid, yung nararamdaman ng ibang tao, ganyan. So, I'm trying to.
Do you know there is such a thing as like the spoken words poetry, right? And then
Opo.
the famous guy was Juan Miguel Severo. I don't know whether I
Opo, na-ano ko rin po yun
that's the
sa
surname.
Twitter.
Yeah. And then there is a cafe in the Philippines na ang pinaka main ano niya is a work spoken word poetry.
Magaling po siya sa Tony. Hindi po ganun kagaling sa kanya.
Yeah, I know, pero ano din yan ha? And that's another surprise for you. So how many poems have you written?
Ano po? 1, 2, 3, 4 so far.
Four.
Actually, Sir Tony, gumagawa din pa ako ng kanta, lyrics. Yun nga lang po is way back then. Hindi po ako marunong maglapat ng tono.
But you had a yeah. Oh wow. Okay. So, but you
yeah.
you have a song na or they're just lyrics?
Lyrics lang po. Kasi yung iba po is nasa alam mo na po nasa tropa ko na po. Sila po naglalapat nung ano ng tono sa gitara,
uh-huh.
drums or ano
po. Who's going to sing it? You?
Ano? Sila po. Hindi po ako makanta, di ba, Sir Tony? You know it. I'm not good at singing.
Well, it's not gonna be, life's not gonna be fair anymore if you still know how to sing. Dude, sa'yo na lahat. Nakakainis na ba? Lord. I'm just kidding. Pero it would have been nice kung marunong ka din kumanta.
No, I really don't know.
But anyway, so are you ready to actually share one or two of your poems?
Yeah, sure po.
But okay.
I have here yung kakagawa ko lang po.
Oh, fantastic. Duffer, kasi yeah. This is gonna be first time that my podcast is different, totally different. Probably not what is expecting, that there is going to be a poem reading on an episode on a podcast, which is exciting. When you're ready, just let me know.
Here, Tony. I'll just play this background music.
Yeah, sure. Just don't make me cry, okay? Or you can't promise.
Sabi nila, lahat ng bagay may dahilan. Sa laki ng mundong ito, bakit kaya tayong pinagtagpo? Madalas, kung saan-saan lang ako dinadala ng buhay. Pero para bang ginabihan ako ng mga bituin at tinatid sa iyo. Tamang pagkakataon, tamang panahon. Sigurado ako. Eto na yun. Sa iyong pagdating, tumigil ang aking mundo. Walang takot. Walang lungkot. Walang oras. Kung meron lang, ikaw at ako sa sulok ng ating mundo. Bago ang lahat, gusto kong malaman mo na mahal kita. Alam kong nararamdaman mo rin yun. Alam ko rin na may mga tanong ka na di madali para sa akin na sagutin. Balang araw, maiintindihan din. Tinig mong walang katulad. Kung ang mundo ay kanagatan, ang tinig mo ay alon na patuloy na dumarating sa akin. Minsan malakas, minsan mahina. Pero palaging masarap pakinggan at kailanman ay hindi pagsasawaan. Sa panahong ang alon na ito ay may dalang bigat, iniisip ko habang nakatingin sa'yo, paano ko pagagaanin ang mundo mo? Marami ka pagdadaanan ng pagsubok. Minsan, malalampasan mo at minsan, mabibigo ka. Ganun talaga ang ikot ng mundo. Sa pag-aalaga sa sarili mo, maaaring makasakit ka ng iba. At kapag nangyari yon, sana matutuhan mong patawarin ang sarili mo at unawain ang ibang tao. Hawak ko ang kamay mo. Andito ako. Aminin ko, minsan di ko alam kung anong gagawin ko. Parang kita patatahanin. Sapat na bang samahan na tabihan ka? Ito lang ang maipapangako ko sa'yo. Kapag nalungkot ka, mararamdaman ko agad. Kapag tinawag mo ako, nariyan ako agad. Hindi mo pa sinasabi, papunta na ako sa iyong tabi. Hindi mo ba alam na marami na akong sulat na nagawa para sa iyo? At balang araw, mababasa mo rin. Lahat tayo malaya mag-isip, mangarap at umibig. Hindi ka nag-isa. Pwede kang magtiwala at kumapit sa akin. palagi kitang babantayan, ano man ang mangyari. Gusto kong ipagsigawan na sa dami ng tao sa mundo, akin ka. At ako ang mag-aalaga sa'yo. Iwanag ka ng buhay ko. Pero sa ngayon, iwanag kang kailangan ko munang itago sa mundo. Hindi ako nandito para palitan ng sino mang tao sa buhay mo. Pero di ka magsisisi kung bibigyan mo ako ng pagkakataong alagaan ka habang buhay. Kung pwede lang, sakin ka na lang habang buhay. Ikaw ang prinsesa ng buhay ko. Sana huwag kasaktan ng ibang taong darating sa buhay mo. Huwag kang mag-alala. Iyahanda kita para sa mundo. Tuturuan kitang maging matatag. Ngunit, sapat na ba ito? Hindi ko rin alam. Hindi maiiwasan lahat ng bagay may hangganan. Balang araw, lilipad ka hanggang hindi na matanaw. Aari magbago ang iyong mundo. Pero ako, hindi. At kasama mo ako. Palagi. Pag nagkamali ka, sabihin natin kitama. Kung madapa ka, aalalayan kita hanggang makabangon ka. At kung hindi mo na kaya, aakayin kita. Pinakamamahal ko. Kung dumating ang araw na nakahanap ka ng bagong pag-ibig, hindi kita pipigilan. Ingatan mo lang ang sarili mo. Sino man ang mahanap mo, sana alagaan ka niya tulad ng pag-aalaga ko sa'yo. Mahal, iisa lang ang puso mo. Huwag kang pumayag na mawasak ito.
Wow, Duffer! That's beautiful!
Thank you, Sir Tony.
Wow, that was really beautiful, huh?
The title of that poem is Enero 18, 1988.
Why the title? Is that the time that the date that you wrote it?
No, it's January 18, 1988.
Oh.
Actually, Sir Tony, that poem is for Emil.
Huh?
Yung birthday po na yan, yung title.
Mm.
Birthday niya.
The Emil?
Opo.
Is that poem for Emil?
Opo.
Are you confirming to me now that it's you and Emil?
No, Sir Tony. We're not yet. I mean, wala pa po. We're yep. Just having a casual conversation, like I said before.
But you like him na?
Yung gusto ko sa kanya, yung gustong maging jowa or gustong mapangasawa.
Pwedeng jowa muna.
Jowa muna. Yeah, Sir Tony.
Are you leading towards that direction now?
Sabi ko po sa kanya last week is, nililigawan ko siya sa gusto niya.
Okay. Is he single?
Yeah.
Okay.
Single naman po siya.
Anong sabi niya na nililigawan mo siya whether he likes
it? Hindi ko po siya nililigawan kasi nililigawan ko siya personal.
Oh, wow.
Like old school.
Wow! So kilig!
Ayaw ko po si manligaw sa dito lang sa chat, tawag, ganyan. Ayaw, walang dating.
Okay.
And Emily is for keep, Sir Tony.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, magiging handa lang ako sa kanya. Lang magiging handa.
Does your parents know about your sexuality?
I'm planning. I know, Sir Tony. Maybe my mother. I mean, you know, lukso ng dugo.
Mother's instinct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mother's instinct. So, okay. Feel ko alam niya. Sige. Hindi niya na siguro na aminin ko sa kanya.
Do you intend to, like, tell them? Like, to come out with them?
Yes po, Sir Tony. Alang-alang sa magiging partner ko.
So you're going to come back on my podcast and share your coming out story then?
Yeah, sure, Sir Tony. It will be my pleasure too.
Oh my
God. I'm so excited. Sir Tony, malakas ka sa akin.
But because, I think because you know already naman na how I adore you, Daffer. Even without all these stories, alam mo na, you know how much I adore you.
And Sir Tony, malakas ka sa akin. Ikaw ba? Malakas ka po sa akin.
That poem is really beautiful and grabe yung emotions na naramdaman ko dun sa poem. It's so beautifully written and grabe. Going home, you'll be quarantining first for 10 days, I believe. And after 10 days, that's the only time you'll be able to see your mom, your family, basically. So, how do you feel? How are you feeling?
Sobrang ano po, Sir Tony, ngayon, sobrang excited. And at the same time, kinakabahan, pressure.
Why?
Dahil po kay Emil. Yeah, Sir Tony, kasi
you really like that guy, do you?
Siya yung magiging first boyfriend ko, if ever, na tao ko makikita. Magkita kami, magkakausap, magkakasama. Uh-huh. So, you know.
I miss him already. I haven't seen him on Spaces. And even on the chat group, he hasn't said anything.
He's kind of busy this past few weeks. I hope he is okay.
Well, he's probably making himself so busy already so that by the time that you are in the Philippines, you will have enough time for the two of you.
Sana po, Sir Tony. Sana po bigyan kami ng panahon at oras ng Diyos sa ganyang bagay.
Yep.
Sana hindi kami pagkaitan.
I'm sure. Father God is a loving Father and He blessed and He knows your heart's desire. So I'm sure hindi niya ipagdadamot yon, considering how good of a son you've been and how good of a human being you've been by helping this 23 hopeful individuals, kids, to send them to school para ma-fulfill yung mga dreams nila and all. Who does that? I mean, hindi lahat ng tao kayang gawin yun, to send 23 children to school. Naniniwala ko, when you plant good seeds, which I always remind myself, when you plant good seeds, aanihin mo yan. And yung ani na yan is God's will. You've struggled with your stress during the time that you were studying in Jeddah to be an architect. You had struggles because of your cancer, because of your colon cancer, and you had surgery. Yet hindi ka nawalan ng tiwala dun sa faithfulness and loving kindness ni Father God. Kaya kumapit ka, kaya ang ganda nung...
Amen, Sir Tony.
Amen. So, yeah, natutuwa ako na ganun yung ganun yung nangyari sa'yo. Daffer, thank you for saying yes to this one. I am in awe of your life story. Ang dami kong natutunan sa story mo. Ang dami ko ring realization sa story mo. I realized na the purpose of life is not just to be happy, and it is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, and to have it make some difference that you have lived until you lived well. the mystery of human existence lies not in just staying alive, but in finding something to live for. Yan yung eksaktong binigay mo sa akin sa story mo.
Thank you, Sir Tony. Thank you.
Naiiyak na naman ako. Yeah, you really had a beautiful story, and thank you for agreeing to my podcast. And I am really blessed to hear your story. Narinig ko na siya pahapyaw before, but I didn't realize that's actually more to your story. And grabe, no? Iba-iba talaga ng story yung buhay natin. And the thing we just have to do is, we just have to, yun nga, yung purpose talaga ng buhay is not just to be happy, but to be useful. Diba? And,
tama po yun, Sir Tony.
Grabe, thank you talaga. But, Duffer, what about you? Is there any message you wanted to share to my listeners or to whoever's listening to us? Do you wanted to say anything or send them a message, or what do you want to say?
Sa lahat ng mga tagapakinig ng podcast ni Sir Tony, matuto na tayong piliin lagi ang ating parents, kasi ang work or anything is andyan lang yan. Pero yung parents, nag-iisa lang sa mundo. Walang kagaya.
Yes.
Wala silang kagaya. Mahalin din natin ang ating mga sarili as well. And be strong enough sa mga pagsubok na nadarating sa buhay. And the most, have faith kay God. Pray hard, it works. Ay, thank you, Sir Tony. You made me cry.
You made me cry too, so it's a tie.
I told you, Sir Tony, I told you before, pakahama pa ako sa ano mo sa podcast na to. And, yeah.
But
thank you, Sir Tony. Thank you po. Thank you for having me here in your podcast, of course. And thank you din po sa trust.
Of course. Thank you. Well, with that, we'll end this episode with a big smile and looking forward on your next guesting on my podcast, because I'm sure the listeners are also eager, especially because we're promoting this on Twitter Space. So when our friends on Twitter Space will hear this, I'm sure everybody would love to hear that story that you're going to share about your mom. So we're looking forward to your next guesting to tell us that moment when you saw your mom and shared the story. And I'm sure, and also the side story of seeing Emil for the first time.
Yeah, Sir Tony, I'm so excited also to share that story dito sa podcast mo. And kayo po yung una makakalam.
Oy, thank you talaga, Duffer. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Duffer. We'll say goodbye to our listeners. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.
Duffer's story is a testament that life is a long journey with problems to solve, lesson to learn, but most of all, experiences to enjoy. Well, another episode has ended. I hope you did enjoy this one. And again, Duffer, thank you very much for sharing your story. And I hope you love this episode. Please do share this episode to your family and friends. And please don't forget to hit that follow button. My podcast is now on Apple Podcast, so please subscribe on Apple Podcast as well. Look for Tony Polines or The Rainbow Channel. It's also available on Spotify, Google Podcast, and other podcast platform. And yeah, so till next time, this is Tony reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Bye, everybody, and God bless. Mwah. Bye!